Okay, as always, the Torah should be the Ilah Nishmas of Geshem ben Rabari Leib. This week, Parsha's Lech Lecha, fascinating Parsha, which includes the departing of Avraham Avinu, or the going further after having departed from his homeland to distance himself even further, going to Eretz Yisrael. Arriving in Eretz Yisrael, there's realizing the Hashkochas Hashem as he's being sent from place to place. Not only does he get sent from place to place, he goes to Mitzrayim, he has a hard time there, he comes back to Eretz Yisrael, has a hard time there with his nephew, with Lot, eventually sends Lot away, and then he has the next problem, that the four kings defeat the five kings, and he has to go and capture back his nephew Lot. After he's done all of that, the Torah tells us in Perek Yud Dalad Pasuk Yud Ches, just before Chamishi, it says in Yud Dalad Yud Ches, it says like this, so Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem, Malki Tzedek, with Shem Ben Noach, the king of Yerushalayim, Hoitzi Lechem Vayoyin, he brought out Avraham Avinu, who was weary from having fought a battle, and together with him, whoever else was with him, as we'll see, from having fought that battle, they were tired, they were weary, and Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem provided them with bread and wine. V'hu Koyin L'Keil Elyon, and he was a priest to the Almighty, to the Rebbeinu Shalem, who is Keil Elyon. V'yivarcheu V'yoma, and he benched Avraham Avinu, and he said to him, Baruch Avram Lekel Elyon, benched is Avram to the Kel Elyon, to the Eivishter, Koine Shemayim Varet, who created, who made heaven and earth. Baruch Kel Elyon, and benched is the Eivishter, Hashem Migein Tzorecha B'yodecha, that he shielded your enemies, or shielded you from your enemies, and put them in your hands. Vayitin Le'masim Mikol, and then Avram Avinu gave Meisah to Malki Tzedek from everything that he had. Rebbe Baruch Finkel, Zeichet Zalei Bracha, asked a very simple, but startling question. We're describing in the beginning of Pasuk Yud Ches who Malki Tzedek was. Shem ben Noach. It gives him a title, Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem. The first title it gives him, he's the king of this place. The second title it gives him is that he's a Kohen L'Keil Elyon. Now normally when we describe someone, we tell people who he is, we then attribute to him all his titles, and then we say what he did. Why is it that over here the pasuk tells us Umalki Tzedek Melech Shalem, the king? Why is he telling you he's the king? I'll tell you that he provided bread and wine, and he should also know he was a kohen L'Keil Elyon, and he gave a bracha to Avraham Avinu. And he said, what the Torah is telling us over here is that Malki Tzedek had two titles, but the title defined the koiches that he had within him. And what the Torah is telling us is that Malki Tzedek was both a melech and a kohen. But the Torah doesn't just want a person to have titles, and a person to just have koiches. When a person has a title, or a person has a koyach, he has to use that for what it was given to him for. And therefore the Torah tells us, Malki Tzedek, if he would just been a melech shalom, he wouldn't have done anything with that melucha. What would it have been worth? If he just would have been a kohen L'Keil Elyon and he wouldn't have used it for anything, what would have that been worth? Says the Torah, Malki Tzedek melech shalom. Malki Tzedek was a melech. What does a melech do? Sit in the lap of luxury, and as long as his subjects are paying their taxes, then he's fine? No. A melech, as we know, a king of Kal Yisrael, a melech goes down and looks after the am. Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem, he had this koyach of being a melech. What does that mean? To be a powerful person? To be a control freak? No. To provide for others. To have the wherewithal, but use it to provide. Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem, you know what he did? Hoitzi Lechem Vayoyim. He used that koyach and thereby gave Lechem Vayoyim. Oh, he's got another title. You know what else he is? He's a Kohen Kelenium, but what's that worth? If a title, if he doesn't use it for what it's meant to be used for. What's a Kohen got? He's got the koyach to give brachas. And therefore it splits the two titles with telling us these are the titles he had, meaning these are the koiches he had, with telling us how he used those koiches. Because koiches which are not utilized are wasted. And the Torah wants to show us here who he was by virtue of what he did with the koiches that he was given. And therefore we split between telling us that he was a melech and he was a kohen. He said he was a melech. Yeah, and what was he with that melucha? He provided for others. He was a kohen. What was he with that kohen? He used the koyach of bracha. Remeir Premishlana once met with Shlomo Kluger. I heard this from a friend of mine, Rakiva Schwartz, who made the chasna this week. So he said this about his chasna. He said, Remeir Premishlana met with Shlomo Kluger, two totally different darkei avoida. in the Derech Avodah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Rav Meir Parmishana met Shlomo Kugel, and he said to him, when two Ovdei Hashem meet each other, each one has to learn from the other one's Derech, from the other one's Derech Hashem. Derech Avodah to Hashem. Each one has to learn. And he said, the Raya is from this week's parasha. What's the Raya from this week's parasha? We're just saying, Rav Meir Parmishana once met Rav Shlomo Kugel. They were two totally different people, and very different in their Derech Avodah. But Rav Meir said to Rav Shlomo, when two Ovdei Hashem meet each other, each one has to learn from the other one, from the other one's Derech Hashem. He said, that's what the Pasuk tells us over here. U'malkit Tzedek melech shalom hoitzi. He brought out, he learnt out, he derived from the man in front of him, from Avraham Avinu. He looked at him and he said, Avraham Avinu, what does he stand for? What's his Derech Avodah? To be gomel chasadim to others. To represent that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Tovah Meitiv. He does that as well. So Hoitzi, he learnt out from Avraham Avinu the concept of Lechem Vayoyin, providing for others Lechem Vayoyin. Vahu, and Avraham Avinu learnt from Malki Tzedek, from Shem, that if someone is a Kohen, a Kehelion, you've got a Derech or Bracha. Vahu Kohen, a Kehelion, Vayivarechei, Vayivarech, Vayoyma. He said, each person learned from the Derech Avodah of the other one. And these two different Torah that we've just said, both the fact that the Torah tells us about the two koichas that Malki Tzedek had and explains them, or whether it is that each one learned from the other one, there's no question about it. One doesn't learn from another person's Derech Hashem and say, oh, I can see, look, this is how he serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore I'm going to replicate that exactly the same. Obviously that doesn't work. Every person has their own koichas that the Eibishter has given them. And we utilize those koichas to use them for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us them those koichas for. So he's given me a koyach of melech, said Avraham Avinu, said Malki Tzedek, right, how do I use that koyach of melech? To provide for others. He's given me a koyach of koyin, how do I use that koyach? By giving to others. But there's a person, every person has to learn from the Derech Avodah of someone else, like Rav Meir Parmishana told Rav Shlomo Kluger. Every person has to learn from the Derech Avodah of the other person, but it has to be applied to one's own koyachos. And those are the two different Torah that we've said, they synthesize with one another. We can learn from each other, but ultimately a person has to be introspective and look and see what are the koichas that he has. And that's what Rabbi Baruch Finkel, Zichut Tali Bracha, was saying. That, Umalkit Tzedek, Melech Shalem, he was the king of Shalem, what did he do with that? He used the koyach of being a melech to provide for others. And, what did he do with that? What could he do with that koyach? He learned from Avraham Avinu, but at the same time he looked into himself, how can I see from others, but use that with the koichas that I have? You know, sometimes a person is presented with situations where one realizes one has a koyach, or one realizes that one's in a situation where one can do for others, for Klal Yisrael, but one feels inadequate, one feels that, is it me? Should I really be doing it? Am I the one to stand up for this? Avraham Avinu in this week's parashah showed us that yes, that when the Rabbeinu Shalom presents me with an opportunity to do something for Klal Yisrael and I have the koyach, it may be against all odds, but I've got to do what I can. Avraham Avinu, just before this, when he went to help out Lot, before he met Malki Tzedek Melech Shalim, Vayishma Avram Perek Yudal Pasuk Yudal, Vayishma Avram Ki Nishma Ochim, Avraham Avinu heard that his brother had been captured, Vayorek Es Chanichov. You have to understand what that word means. The Pashtus, the Targum translates it, Vayorek Es Chanichov, he armed, or he encouraged those people who lived with him and the people who he taught in his house, Yilidei Beisoi, Shmoina Aso Shleishmeus Vayudev Hadon, there were 318 of them and they chased them up until dawn. Rashi brings a medrash, Rabbi Seinu Amru, that who were these 318 people? Rabbi Seinu Amru, no, it wasn't 318 people, Eliezer Levadoi Hoyo, it was only Eliezer. Vuhu Minyan Gematria Shel Shmoi, the Minyan, the Gematria of his name is 318. Now, the Maisa, what was it? Did he go with Chanichov, Yilidei Beisoi, it says Yilidei Beisoi, or did he go with Eliezer? So Rabbeinu Bachai and the Das Kenim Bale Atosis both ask, what exactly happened here? They were definitely Yilidei Beisoi that went with him. And there were 318 of them. And maybe the Gematria of Eliezer's name as well. But what did Chazal mean? How do we understand the Elu Ve'elu Dira Elokim Chaim over here? So they say, Avraham Avinu said to the 318 people, that's all he had. Even that was Be'etzim suicidal. He was going to fight against four massive armies who've just defeated five other armies. So they've been victorious, they're riding on this cusp of victory, and Avraham Avinu is going with this measly little 318 people to fight against these warriors, who are trained soldiers. What was he doing? But he went out with them. And he said then to them, exactly what a Mashuach Milchoma says to people before they go into battle. Mi'ho'ish, ha'yore me'avir shabiyodo, yerech v'yashu lebeisoi. Kimen sheshomu, say Chazal, as soon as they heard this, holchu v'chazu lahen. So they all went back. Initially, he went out with all of them. He went out with all 318. But when he said to them, then they went back. And that's v'yorek, lahorik, is to empty. V'yorek es chanichav, he was left emptied from the people who he had brought with him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram, they've all left you, but I'll give koyach to Eliezer corresponding to all of them, and the letters in Eliezer's name add up to the gematria of 380. That's how we answer these two. But even Avram Avinu, what was his chashman? What was Avraham Avinu's chashman? How could he go? How could he go into a suicidal situation that he did with just him and Eliezer to fight this battle? Almost what the Chashmonaim replicated. How did they do it? The same Yisoid. They saw that it was like a shashma. They wanted to show in the times of the Chashmonaim, they knew that the Yavonim wanted to destroy Yiddishkeit from Klal Yisrael. One of the four kings who had defeated the five kings was the king of Bavel, none other than Nimrod. Nimrod was someone who had been made a laughing stock of by Avraham Avinu when he was thrown into the Kibshon Aish and he came out alive. Ever since that story, Nimrod was left redundant. People saw what happened. They saw this person who he's thrown in for not believing in Avodah Zarah. After the Medrash says that actually there was a whole to and fro, he said to Avraham Avinu, he said to him, look Avraham, I serve the God of fire because everything needs heat and the sun gives light and heat and you got to serve the God of fire. So Avraham Avinu said the only thing I have a problem with that is because water puts out fires. If you're going to serve anything, you should serve the God of water. So Nimrod said, fine, I'm asking, but as long as you serve it with me. He said, no, the thing is, water comes from the clouds. So if we're going to serve anything, we should serve the provider of the water. So he said, fine, okay, I'm asking, but you got to serve it with me. He said, yeah, you see, the thing is, clouds, they only gather because of the evaporation, which is caused by the wind, and they only get moved over the mountains and hills by the wind, after which they drop their rain. So really, it's the wind that's the cause of the clouds and of the rain, and so we should serve the God of the wind. He said, fine, muskin, but you've got to serve with him. He said, you know what? Yotzer harim ubayri ruach. Well, who's making the wind? The same person who made you and made me, so the same being that made you and they made me, I prefer to serve him. And that's when Nimrod took him because he realized that he'd been completely made a fool of, and he threw Avraham Avinu into Kibshon Aish. And Avraham Avinu comes out alive. So every onlooker who sees that, anyone who's got a little bit of seichel, realizes that he's a phony. That Nimrod is a joke. And Nimrod's been trying to somehow save his face. And been tagging Avraham. He came up with a genius idea. The Torah tells us, and there's a reason why the Torah chooses these stories in this parasha. The Torah tells us that after Avraham Avinu came back into Eretz Yisrael, he had an issue with his nephew Lot. Lot's shepherds were going into other people's fields and stealing. Why did that bother Avraham so much? Lot and Avraham Avinu had an identical complexion. They looked like each other. And people were going around saying, Avraham's shepherds are stealing from other people's fields. That was the last thing Avraham wanted. That was the last thing Avraham could handle. He was so careful about being ma'amin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that everyone has what they need and everyone is provided with what they need, that you don't go and steal. And people were saying that his shepherds were stealing. And they could prove it, because when they saw the shepherds going back to their master, he looked like Avraham Avinu. So Avraham Avinu said to Lot, listen, we've got to part ways. There's no way we can be living side by side. It's Prashat Echilal Hashem. Nimrod saw this as a golden opportunity. If I can go and fight against the king of Sodom, whose resident is Lot, and I will capture Lot, I'll then go back up to the north of Eretz Israel and beyond and parade the person who said that he outsmarted me. And I'll tell people it's Avram. After all, they'll recognize him. They all knew what he looks like. He's been through all their cities telling them about the story. They'll see he's now back and he's captured. So Avraham Avinu realized this was a sakana of emunah of the tremendous amount of people who he had made into ma'aminim. The potential chilul Hashem, the fallout of this, was such that a person is moisa nefesh in such a circumstance, even if it means I'm likely to get you right. But Avraham Avinu made a simple cheshbon. He says, look, if I win, that's going to be an unbelievable nes, and obviously that will show the world. And if I die, I'll have a massive levaya, and everyone will know Avraham died, and that's not Avraham, it's late. So he made a cheshbon, he said, fine. So that's why he went. But still, how is he going to go? So we've said before, Yiyush is Gematria 317. Avraham Avinu went with the koyach of one more than that, the koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and took 318 people. Eliezer, the Gematria 318. And he went to be that person, he went to be alone, on his own. Because that's what Avraham Avinu represented to us. Shem Shofar Hish, the beginning of the parasha, has some beautiful, beautiful words. The way he describes, at least in the translation, he says, the first Jewish words were Lech Lecha. The first words said to, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to our ancestor Avraham Avinu, were the words Lech Lecha. He says, which means go for yourself. Stand as being higher still. He says, nobody may say, I am as good, as honest as everyone else. Which is the fashion. I'm a good Jew. I'm as good as everyone else. So no, that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Avraham Avinu to go, leave his home, leave where he came from. And then he says, this demands courage, conviction, truth of inner feeling, consciousness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, that's the demand, the Jewish conception of God, and Jewish confidence and boldness, that was the first thing that Avraham had to do to justify his appointment. He had to show there's conviction and understanding and appreciation of the fact that I have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an inner attachment which I have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is uniquely mine. I see the koichos that I've been given, and every person has been created yechidi. Avraham Avinu was yochid ba'olam. Fascinatingly, the communists who wanted to eradicate anything Jewish from the communist state and to actually rip out the fabric of Yiddishkeit from every Jew, called the Jewish name, they coined it as Yivrei, Ivri, which is what Avraham Avinu was called, because everyone was on one side and the Ivri, he was Eva Hanor, and Jews always stay different. Because you can't rip the Neshama of a Yid out of a Yid, they will always stay there. However hard they tried, it didn't work. But Avraham Avinu here showed us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants every person, Lech, Lecho, find your koiches, see what you're good at, see what you've been put in the world for, and go and use that. Avraham Avinu lived in a time where most of the world were serving Avodah Zarah. In fact, the Dor that he sort of came out of was the Dor HaFloga. So Rav Shimon Shofar Hish, what was the Dor HaFloga? First of all, it was everyone's the same. Bit of a communist type of state. Everyone, Sofa Achas, and we're all in one project to defy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we said last week. What can we do to show that we have no keshav with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Avraham Avinu had to leave that. He had to leave that behind. The things that normally have the biggest impact on a person, the home one's brought up in, the country that one is brought up in, which all have an effect on the makeup of a person, and essentially, normally, we're meant to look at it as being that which makes us. Our emunah is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me in this situation, at this time, in this matzav, in this background, with this growth, in order that I should fulfill my tafkid. For Avraham Avinu, he had to leave that behind. Because he had to show, normally, you can use that, but where you came from a place where they wanted to show there's no individuality, you've got to leave that to show that lecha, that you're one on your own. And everyone has to look at themselves as being that individual amongst Chal Yisrael. Can't go past a parashas Lech Lecha. I've said this before, but without saying my favorite, Baal HaTurim. Later on in the parasha, Hagar, Shifcha Sarah, is running away. She's running away from Sarah, and she meets a malach. She meets another malach, and she meets another malach. First malach asks her, where are you going from? She says, I'm running away from Sarah. He tells her to go back. And then the malach tells her, Hinoch Hara, behold, you're going to fall pregnant with your yoladet bein, and you're going to give birth to a son. And this is where we are introduced to our nemesis, Yishmael. And the malach tells his mother, you're going to fall pregnant with a son. But he gives this damning report as to exactly what type of child this is going to be. Vehu yi pere odom. He's going to be a wild donkey of a man. Yodom ha-koil, v'yad koil boy, everyone's hand will be against him, his against everyone else. V'al p'nei kol echov not yishko, and in the face of everyone else in the world, he's going to dwell. It's fascinating, because the first part, pere odom, we've known. Yodom ha-koil, v'yad koil boy, historically, everyone's hated them, they've been against everyone else. But v'al p'nei kol echov yishko, when is... That's been something which in the history of the world, until the last 10 years, last 8 years, no one saw that. They were secluded and confined to the Arabian Peninsula, to the deserts of Arabia, and that's where they were. They weren't in Europe. They weren't in Africa. They weren't in America. They weren't in the Far East. And today, certainly in the last 8 years, since that Arab Spring, where suddenly there's been this huge, huge refugee crisis of Bnei Yishmael, we've seen this happen. In our lifetime, we are seeing that happen. But she's told, V'karos Shemoi Yishmael. You should call his name Yishmael. Why? Ki Shoma Hashem Elonye, because the Rabbeinu Shalom heard your tefillah. The Baal Torah says there's four times in Tanakh where you find the word written, the word V'karos written and spelt like this. Vov kuf resh aleph tof, and you should call in the feminine tense. V'karos Shemoi Yishmael. The second one is the end of Parshas Vayelech. It says V'karos eschem hara ba'achris hayomim. Bad is going to call out to you in the end of days. You translate it's going to happen. For some reason, it says bad will call out in the end of days. And the other two are in Yishai. One is V'karos Shemoi imonu keil. You should call his name. Hashem is with us. And the fourth one is what we said in Haftarah a few weeks ago. V'karos Yeshua chaim Yisayich. And they'll call out salvation in your walls. Says the Baal HaTurim, these four V'karos in Tanakh actually are a thread that weaves the tapestry of history of Klal Yisrael and Yishmael from his inception till Achris Hayomim. And the Torah tells us how to deal with it. The Torah tells us V'karos Shema Yishmael. And I think this Baal HaTurim is Miyusad on the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar asks, V'loma Nikris Shema Yishmael? Why is Yishmael called Yishmael? There's a pele de kakasha. What do you mean, why? The Malach said, V'karos Shema Yishmael, Ki Shoma Hashem Elonye. So what's the kasha? Rabbi Lez's kasha is, V'loma Nikri Shmoi Yishmael. If you're telling me that the Rabbi Yishmoelim Shoma Kael his tefillahs, Ki Shoma Hashem Elonye, he shouldn't be called Yishmael, he should be called Shoma Kael. Why is he called Yishmael? Says the Pirkei Rabbi Lez'ah, She'osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lishmoya Be'en Kas Yisrael Be'achris Hayomim, the Eibishter is going to listen to our tefillahs in Achris Hayomim, which are the result of what Bnei Yishmael will be doing to us in Eretz Yisrael. So when the pasuk in Parashas Vayelech says V'karos Eschem Harav Achris Hayomim, bad will call to you Klal Yisrael Achris Hayomim. What does that mean? That when Yishmael Achris Hayomim, after the Goliyos of the other four have finished, and you're in the last stage of Golis Yishmael, and they'll be causing Taurus in Eretz Yisrael. That Taurus is calling to you. What's he calling to you? To look back at the previous Vakaros. You know why he's called Yishmael? Nothing to do with him. He's Shoma Hashem Elonyeh, and he shouldn't be called Shoma Kael. Everything's for Klal Yisrael. Because the Rebbeinu Shalom says, if he's causing you Taurus, the message is, Yishma Kael, I want to hear your tefillahs. What is a tefillah? A tefillah is where we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're mispatel with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We feel ourselves close to Kirvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imonu Keil V'karos Shemoi Imonu Keil. Says the Baal HaTurim, and then you're guaranteed V'karos Yeshua Chaim Yisayich. Then you're guaranteed that Yeshua will come. And they bring from Dibri Chazal that if that is used as the antidote against Yishmael, then that will bring us, that's what the Rabbein Shalom wants. The closeness to him, Ba'ach Nesayom, he said he can bring Mashiach. And to anyone who thinks and imagines that there ever will be peace with Bnei Yishmael, let that fallacy be dispelled now, because there's a Igeres Taimon. The Rambam wrote certain letters, he had a response between him and the people who lived in Yemen. They'd been there since, they weren't part of the whole Shalshalas of Talmud Bavli, Yerushalmi, and Halacha that we have it. So when they had certain Shailas, which were beyond the Masorah they had, they would correspond with the Rambam who was nearby in Egypt. Very interesting letters there. One of the letters they ask him, we're suffering at the hands of Bnei Yishmael. What should we do? His choices are, fight back, make peace, or bear it, and hopefully come out okay. So the Rambam said to them, peace ain't never going to happen. In fact, we're saying it every week. Now in the winter, we say the Tehillim. It says the Rambam, this is what David HaMelech means. In the first of the Shir HaMalos, in Tehillim, we say after Baruch Inafshina by Shabbos Mincha. In the first of the Shir HaMalos, David HaMelech says, Oy Yoli, woe is to me, ki garti meshech, that I lived for an extended period of time, shochanti im ale kedar, and I lived with the tents, the nomads of Kedar. Who's Kedar? You look at the end of Chayei Sarah when it lists out all the children of Yishmael, one of them is Kedar. These are Bnei Yishmael. David HaMelech said, I hung around with them a bit, I knew who they were. And woe is to me that I had to spend time with them. Rabas shochno lo nafshi im soine shalom. I spent loads of time with people who hate, intrinsically hate peace. And the Rambam then touches the next passage like this. Ani shalom. I always represented shalom. V'chi adaber. And even when I spoke to them and they were engaging in what looked like peace talks, im olam elchama, in their mind, they had only one intention, lam elchama. And said the Rambam to them, peace is never going to happen. Never going to happen with Bnei Yishmael. So anyone who's got spare time, tell them not to waste it on trying to make peace with the Bnei Yishmael. It's not going to happen. What should you do? So the Rambam said, look, there's no voice of what Bnei Yishmael are going to do to us. You're hardly likely to eradicate them. And one has to lie low, like the story in the Gemara in Yevamos, where Rabbi Gamliel once came, he was on a ship, he says, there's a bracer there, he says, he was on a ship and he saw another ship out to sea, it was shipwrecked. Well, Yisi Mitztar al Talmud Chocham Echad Shabbat, he thought Rabbi Kiva had been killed. He went on to the right, he was giving a shiur one day, and Rabbi Kiva walked in and he said to him, Bani, how did you get there? So he said, Daf shall spin on his damanoli. One of the boards of the ship came to me and I used that as a float. Val kol gal v'gal, and every wave that came my way, na nisi esroshi, I ducked, I let it go over and I carried on. And from that, Rabbi Gamliel learned that that's one of the ways that in the times of Tzoros, of the Umis Olam, we have to duck, we have to lie low, let it go over, and then we'll hopefully come out the other way. And here we're told, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Yishmael, the way to do it is to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw this week a fascinating, amazing Das Kenim in Bale HaTosfos on going back to the where Malki Tzedek Melech Shalom spoke to Avraham Avinu. It's fascinating and it gives us a whole new look on certain events, famous events in our history. He says, Al Tira Avram, Perek Tesvot Posagal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu after that story, after the story of Malki Tzedek, the Rebbeinu Shlomo has a nevuah to Avraham Avinu. He says, Al Tira Avram, don't worry, Anochi Magin Loch, Schor Chahar B'moid, said about it, Dvarit Tesla this, Nimtza, Kesha Horagis HaMelochim, when Avraham Avinu killed the kings, Nisyare Shemon Nismatu Chuzru Yosef. Like Rashi said, he was afraid, maybe his merits had been decreased because he went on this impossible kamikaze mission and he came out alive and he was successful. So the nisim that happened with the way he killed them, so he thought, right, I've used up all my zchusim. Omar lo yisbarach, the Eibishter told him, Biarta koitzim min hakerem, you got rid of the thorns from the vineyard, you got rid of these rishayim for me. Al tira, don't worry, anoichi magen lecha. I'm gonna shield you. Ulekach oimrim, and that's why the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah coined Shemoneh Esra, that we say Magen Avram, because Avram Avinu was promised a Loshna, and that bracha is Keneged Avram. Then he says an amazing thing. B'shoah Shenek Ad Yitzchok, at the time when Yitzchok Avinu had the Akedah, Porcha Nishmosu. Yeah, his neshama left him. V'ol Sol Amorim, and it went up to Shemay. There's a ton of the video, I think I picked it up. It also says the same thing. V'chozra Legufoy, V'hechiyehu, and then they used to put his neshama back into him, and he came back to life. Lakach Hiskin, therefore he was Mesakin. I think it's the Pukta Rez, it's Omar Aragrov, and he was Mesakin, the Bracha of Mechaya Amesim. That's Yisrael Avinu's Bracha. Venimtza Vemedrish, Shaparcha Nishmoshes Shel Yitzchok, when Yisrael Avinu's Nishmoshes flew away from him, also Lamorim Nistakal Beziv Ashkin, and he looked at the Shkino, because only someone who's not living can see it, as it says, Kiloyir Ani Ha'odom Vachoy, as Yechezkel HaNavi said, but he wasn't an Odom at that point, he was the Nishom on his own. But v'lochein v'ticheno ein of mirais. As a reminder of that, so his eyes were always dim from being able to see. U'b'shol shero Yaakov ha-malochim, when Yaakov Avinu in his dream in Parshas Vayetze, he saw the malochim ascending and descending, oilin v'yodin, u'melavin loy, and they were accompanying him, b'chol rega ho-yumaydin u'mekalsin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole time, they were giving shevach v'yidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, he was Ulekach Hiskin, Hakel HaKadosh, he made the bracha, Ukedoshim, Bachal Yom, Halleluch HaSara. Two pshatim in that, either Malachim or Yidin. Yaakov Avinu, one of the pshatim, Ukedoshim, I see these Malachim, Bachal Yom, Halleluch HaSara. But it's a fascinating thing. That means our nation, the fabric of Klal Yisrael, is meyusud on we are a supernatural people. Yitzchak Avinu went through Tchias Amesim. Paruch Nishmasay v'Chazrei Lo. That's supernatural, and we're all descendants of him. Kadosh Baruch Hu shows us that we're not only did Avraham Avinu go through tremendous nisim, but even with Yitzchak, it's limited the amount of nisim that we're told about him in the Torah. Far fewer than we're told about Avraham Avinu, and Yitzchak spoken much less about than Avraham Avinu and Yaakov. But a nace like this, a nace like this, and that's where we Klal Yisrael come from. We have that supernatural koyach, that koyach that's more than anyone else. And that's why the in the Pirush Ruach Chaim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, on Pirkei Avos says, we talk about Asara Doreis me'Adam ad Noach. Asara Doreis me'Noach ad Avraham. And we don't give Avraham any title. And then we say, Asara Nisyonos Nisnasa Avraham Avinu. Then we call him Avinu. Why would we talk about the Nisyonos, do we call him Avinu and not anywhere else? He says, because when the Avos went through the Nisyonos, Avraham Avinu and any of the Avos, or any Avos, go through Nisyonos, they bequeath the koiches that they receive from those Nisyonos to their children. They give that over. And Avraham Avinu gave us the koyach. He says, Lech Lecha, how is it that you find that people can be at any age, in any place, if you had to tell a Yid, I'm sorry, you've got to pack your bags and go to Eretz Yisrael. Wouldn't be so difficult. No one would find it that difficult. And many Yidin over time, even people who were quite distant from observance of Torah and Mitzvahs, they picked themselves up and they went to Eretz Yisrael. Where was that koyach? It's innately within us from Avraham Avinu. Where is it that we found Yidin? They were told, O Yehudi Oit Solov, as he quotes, it's either you stay a Jew and you die, or you bow to the cross. And they said, I prefer to die as a Jew. Where did they get that koyach from? From Yitzchak Avinu. It's part of our DNA. That's these parishes there show us that, and in our DNA we have all these koyches that are written in the Torah and in Chazal from the Avos HaKadoshim. No more than the koyches that we saw today that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us in individuality. And Avraham Avinu showed that. Avraham Avinu showed that he went, he was lachar. He looked at the koiches that he had, he looked at the responsibilities that he had, and he went and he did them. And perhaps, that's why he was given the bracha, that we clearly saw his descendants would be like the stars. There's two brachas that we were given. That we would be like the dust of the earth, and we would be like the stars. Stars, if we're going to be told that, Ashalo yisofer, it doesn't say Meroiv. You'll be like the stars who can't be counted. It doesn't say they won't be counted because they'll be infinite, they're innumerable. They are numerable. We say every morning. So there's a number. The Gemara in Brachos makes a cheshbon. You can work out exactly how many billions of stars there are. They have a number. There's a fix. They're innumerable. They're not infinite. So what do you mean? They can't be counted. So the Mefarshim say, once you give something a name, you give it individuality, you give it uniqueness, then it stands out alone. If you were to look up at the sky and see, look, if you were to be able to see at one time four planets, and you'd ask someone, what's that plus that plus that plus that? That's four planets. But if you ask them, what's Mars plus Jupiter plus the Moon plus Saturn? It's Mars plus the Moon plus Jupiter plus Saturn, is it? That's what it is. You've given it an individuality, you've given it a name, you've given it a uniqueness, then you've made it stand alone. It's not part of a sum anymore. And Hashem Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Ashalo yisofer, not miroiv, ashalo yisofer. They'll be numerable, but they'll be uncountable. Because they'll be unique. They'll be individuals. Where from? Because Avraham Avinu showed that he was an individual. He was Mekayim de Lachor. He went alone. He went to fight all these people alone on his own. I what? Because that's the chiyuv, that's the chos ashar, that's the koiches that I've been given. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can be zoche that all your descendants will have that individuality in them, that uniqueness in them, and every one of them will be able to give something that's unique and special to the world.